Elizabeth, a school teacher in her 30s, is making Thanksgiving dinner for her family in her own home. Her mother, who is visiting, is helping out in the kitchen. As Elizabeth prepares the turkey, her mother remarks, "Oh, you put onions in the stuffing?" Feeling suddenly as if she were 16 years old again, Elizabeth turns on her mother. "Why do you criticize everything I do?" "I didn't criticize," her mother replies. "I just asked a question. What's got into you? I can't even open my mouth." Because family members have a shared history, everything they say echoes with meanings from the past. They develop a sixth sense for sniffing out criticism in almost anything a loved one says, even an innocent question about the ingredients in holiday stuffing. When family members talk to one another, there are often two meanings to what they say. The message is the meaning of the words and sentences spoken, what anyone with a dictionary and a grammar book could figure out. The meta message is meaning that is not stated so clearly, but that can readily be understood from aspects of the context, the way something is said, or who is saying it. You might say that the message is the word meaning, while the meta message is the heart meaning, the meaning which we react to most strongly. As in the case of Elizabeth and her mother, grown children often seem to take every remark of a parent as criticism. They become sensitive to any hint, any meta message of disapproval. If parents understood this, they might refrain from offering advice or even making helpful suggestions unless asked. Sometimes, smoother family conversation is a simple matter of keeping silent.